Good, thank you. Linda Nash, place four.
Linda Nash, place four, present.
Good, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five.
Jody Nicholas, place five, present.
Good, thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Good, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. Roll call is complete, and we do have a quorum. Moving on to the second item, presentations by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code Section 551.042 prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Mayor, I do have a green sheet for a presentation today from a Ken Wilkerson.
Okay. And Mr. Wilkerson, are you online?
Hello?
Yeah,
no, I'm present. I'm present at the council.
Right. If you'd state your name and address for the record, and then please hold your comments to 3 minutes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm Ken Wilkerson. I live at 2706 Ancestor Drive in Killeen, Texas. I'm also a council member in Killeen. So I shortly after I leave here, I have to get back for our workshop as well. So I appreciate the work you do. I do appreciate being a neighbor to Harker Heights. Great city. And one of the things that I'm coming to talk to you today about is a future agenda item for a crime initiative that we've begun here in Killeen. I reached out to several entities throughout the region, and it's an interlocal initiative to take on our crime problem. And when I say our crime problem, it's not just Killeen, because there's no gate that separates us from Harker Heights. So what affects one affects the other. And as you know, statistically speaking, nationally, we have a pretty high crime rate. And even if we didn't, it's something that we still need to attend to. So I've reached out to Bell County commissioners. Both Bell County commissioners have verbally supported this, as well as KISD. I've met with KISD, Dr. Kraft, several times. He's behind this. And this is an item that will be coming up to them on March 30th. So I will ask that you consider this, too, if you'd like more information about it. I know I only have 3 minutes right now, but I've spoken to a couple of your council members as well. And if you would like to speak to me directly to understand what exactly our resolution is, I would be more than happy to explain it to you. And, you know, I just look forward to working with you to combat this. And what we want to do is get out in front of crime before it happens, as opposed to relying on our great police forces to react to it. We want to be proactive in it. So we want to present ways that give alternatives to actions, change mentality, and is citizen and community driven to address crime. So with that, I know no questions can be asked, but I look forward to hearing from you. My information is on the green sheet, and thank you again for everything that you do.
Okay, Mr. Wilkerson, thank you very much for your presentation. City manager and staff are there. They've taken note of your presentation, and we look forward to finding out more about that. Thank you, and have a good day. Are there any other presentations by citizens?
If any citizen would like to address the city council that is currently online or by telephone, you may unmute your mic at this time. Telephone callers can press *6. There doesn't seem to be anyone, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bates. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item number three, new business. And before that, just some administrative comments is that like we did on the city council meeting, we'll go ahead and have Julie, we'll go ahead and control the lights for those that you want to have questions or comments. And the second part of that, in order to have the flow of this, just go ahead and hold your questions until the end of the presentation. Just go ahead and note down what your questions are, and that way we'll be able to recognize you and move forward. That being said, item number one on new business is to receive and discuss a presentation of the city's fleet maintenance, fleet condition, fleet rotation, and budgetary issues associated with fleet rotation. Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. The City Council had asked staff in a previous meeting to bring forward information on the city's fleet maintenance and rotation. So we have seven departments within the city that comprise the city's fleet of vehicles and equipment. We have, has on your paper 166 pieces, it's actually 167. We found a 1995 Ford ambulance belongs to PD that was not on there. The replacement cost for all of the city's equipment is estimated at around $10,500,000 in today's dollars. So I'd like to discuss the city's fleet, the fleet maintenance, and how the city's budget impacts equipment replacement. Below on your memo, you see a summary of the city's fleet. So that includes all seven departments, all 167 pieces of equipment. And today with me, I have Burl Lewis, our fleet maintenance supervisor. Burl has been with the fleet maintenance department for 32 years, so he has a wealth of information, and I wanted him here to help me answer any questions. So with that, if you'll move to the spreadsheet, we've developed a spreadsheet for each department. At the top of this one, you can see the athletics department. The unit, that athletic 01, that's the city truck number for that particular truck. So it's a 2015 year model. It's got 111,000 miles. On the far right, we see totals department. That's a summary of all the vehicles for that department. So they have two half-ton trucks, one commercial riding mower, and two utility vehicles. And those are the utility vehicles. They're like the mules, those little go-kart vehicles. As you can see, each department has varying types of equipment. Code enforcement, they have the two half-ton trucks. Drainage department, you get into some heavy equipment, dump trucks, skid steer loaders, and on, you know, you go to the fire department, they have their specialized pieces of equipment, and same with the police department. So I'll be glad to answer any questions for you and see what direction the City Council would like to take, and I'll entertain any questions you have.
This is David Mitchell, City Manager and Council. This is really for y'all. This is in terms of the fleet. Marcus has kind of presented you with the fleet. We're going to go over fleet maintenance and as well as kind of our budget in relation to the fleet here just shortly after this. But this is if you have any questions concerning the fleet presentation that we have here, pieces of equipment or departments.
Mayor, I have a question from Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, this is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. Mr. Mark Hyde, the life, some of your vehicles and your fleets, like for instance, your special vehicles got 178,000. I'm looking at the FD-306, which is a Dodge Fraser. So what is the life expectancy or how long do you normally have these vehicles for? When do we have to, in other words, at what point do we have to turn them in? Is it 2012? So. At what point do you think that, based on the maintenance, do we need to purchase a new one?
Yes, ma'am.
That's just an example.
Right, yes, ma'am. So, Councilmember Fontaine, this is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. So that is a great question, and we go by recommendations from the department head and also from Burl Lewis, our fleet maintenance supervisor. I mean, obviously, we can't replace vehicles and equipment every 3 or 4 years to get a new one. We just can't do that. And so you'll see some of the older vehicles that are still roadworthy, and We keep those as long as we can and run those as long as we can. And we look to Burl and his team to keep those vehicles and equipment maintained well so we get a long life out of them. So the answer is it depends. It just depends on the application. You know, is that a piece of equipment or vehicle that they use every day, or is it one that maybe sits and is only used every week or two, or maybe once a month? So it just depends on the use and the application.
So I would just recommend that the next time you present these to us, that you add a column and add the status of those vehicles. That's why when we see this report, and we, as a read-ahead packet, we'll kind of, and just highlight what you think is important from the slide that we need to look at. Maybe something that we're going to replace, or something that is still going to give us another 10 years worth of productivity. Something like that will make it a little bit more clearer for us, and in my opinion, for myself.
Yes, ma'am. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. So we do have on our fixed assets, which would be vehicles and equipment, each year we have our top five for each department. And so perhaps next time I can put those on there. That's something we do every year.
Sounds good, Mark. Thank you.
Right, this is David Mitchell, City Manager again. And this really came about, I think, Councilmember Fontaine, you were the one that asked us to bring something back on fleet maintenance, if I remember correctly. And so we wanted to kind of get council up to speed, and we're kind of delving into the second section here of what we wanted to present to you. And that is, we don't have a traditional fleet maintenance program where you would say, well, we buy a vehicle and it's got a tag on it that we're going to have it for this many years, and then we're rotating it out and bringing in a new one to replace it, you know, which is kind of what a lot of fleet programs have, something along those lines. The city's always run so lean, what we have to do is look, we don't have the dollars to do that. If we were to spend the dollars there, then you had to make cuts somewhere else. In other words, you might not be able to do your roads program one year if you wanted to do all of your fleet. And so that's where we really leaned on Burl and the department heads to look at these pieces of equipment and say, can we get another year reasonably out of this, or is just getting to it's getting to the age where we have to replace it? And that really goes to those top fixed assets that Mark talks about. Those are ones that need to come out of the system. So yes, when you look down through this list, there are some on this list that need to come out of the system, no doubt about it. And so we'll be working those out as we go. But again, it comes down to those difficult choices that you have to make as a council. You have dollars for roads, you have dollars for water, dollars for sewer, things of that nature. You know, facilities, parks and recreation programs, and you have dollars for your fleet program. So the City of Arkwright has always had a fleet rotation program, but not in this traditional sense where we just tag a piece of equipment and say, you know, in 5 years we're rotating it out. That's just, we're going to try to get all the goody out of it before it goes out, just because we have to. So I want to make sure y'all are aware of that. That's what I know the council sometimes, we have never presented the fleet to you. So I want to make sure you are aware of that, and that is our system of doing things.
Mayor, I have Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. David and Mark, we had talked a little bit in the past about, I believe it was in a previous workshop, it might have even been in a council meeting, where we talked about the possibility of adding a new vehicle to the fleet for future services for the citizens. Basically, when we were dealing with the sanitation contract negotiations with the claw truck, and you know, it would be an added benefit to the citizens, because a lot of the citizens in Harker Heights don't have the luxury of having a pickup truck or a trailer that can drop off stuff at the drop site, but this would also help out with like the brush and the trees and when they do those type of things, and have it available for like on a rotation basis for like every 3 to 4 months. We could run through the city on a, you know, predictable pattern, where that way people can plan, you know, accordingly to have those type of items where the services would be available. So what I'd like to see, you know, in the future is, you know, I know you mentioned what they cost, I believe, at a meeting or two ago, but where we could look at maybe adding this to our fleet, you know, in the event that we want to try to offer this service to the citizens, because, you know, that's one of the complaints I've heard from several citizens, is they don't have a truck, or they don't have the means to get that type of material to our drop site, and we can't just tell them, well, you got to put it in your trash can, because obviously some of that stuff, they don't have the ability to cut it up that small to get it into their trash can. So, you know, back when I was here, you know, 20 years ago, we had that service here in Harker Heights. Since then, I understand there was an accident that truck went away. I don't believe it was actually Harker Heights' fleet at the time, but It was never replaced. So that capability, we lost it. I think it would be a very added benefit to the citizens to be able to provide that service. So I'd just like to see it added back sometime in the future if we can, you know, look at the cost benefit of adding this, or what would we have to cut back on to afford this, you know, because I know everything has a cost. So we want to see what the options are with that. Thank you.
Sure. This is David Mitchell, City Manager. Absolutely. We've heard that. I think, Council, you can look forward to a future workshop where we're going to dig into that a little bit more and provide you with some options potentially for providing a service, maybe with some different limits associated with that service. One of the things to remember, again, is staffing when it comes to that. I mean, I think we run very lean as it is, and so to provide that, we'd have to be looking at providing additional staffing to run those routes. And so that's just where some of your cost comes in from an annual basis. And, again, the equipment will have to be replaced in time as well, but really that staffing cost sticks with you every year. So we'll be bringing back some options to you, again, with some different limits, and get some input from Council on, you know, how far do you want that program to go, and looking at the cost, and we can kind of go from there.
We're back to you, Mayor.
Okay, Julie, do we have anybody else?
Not at this time.
Okay, Mr. Hyde, please continue.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. So I'll visit a little bit about our fleet maintenance department. I've already introduced Burl. He's our fleet maintenance supervisor, and we have three full-time mechanics under Burl. The maintenance shop is on Veterans Memorial Boulevard at Mary Jo. It sits right next to our water pump station. And we have done some renovations there at Burl's shop, so some of the big vehicles, the fire trucks, can get in the bay and they can work on those. So Burl's team, they troubleshoot everything that comes through there. And the smaller smaller jobs, smaller work, his team will go ahead and work on if it's a major transmission or engine overhaul or big wiring harness job, then we typically take those to the dealers and get quotes. But they do a lot of troubleshooting, a lot of repairs on mowing equipment, you know, all of the different departments. Fire trucks, they're very specialized, and they do a fair amount on those as well. But, Burl, I don't know if you'd like to interject anything about your day-to-day duties and what you're trying to accomplish there with your department.
Mr. Mayor, my name is Burl Lewis. I'm a Fleet Maintenance Department, City of Harker Heights, and I think Mark has covered just about everything, but we try to support all the city departments in every way that we possibly can, and something comes in there, we look at it and see what we can do to repair it and move forward in the city's best interest and go from there.
This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. I just wanted to add to that, so when we do have new vehicles, Burl looks at those specifications with the department heads. For example, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist, if we were to get this brush truck, I would look at the specifications on it, and Burl would review those as well, and we'd both be in agreement before we ordered the truck. And Burl does all the ordering. He normally goes on buy board and gets the vehicles. We get a discount being on this statewide contract, and he does a really good job and makes sure we get what the department heads want and try to get us good equipment that's going to last a long time.
Mayor, I have Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Mr. Lewis, I'm familiar with the way Army maintenance went, and I know that you probably have something similar as far as like what kind of bench stock or stock levels do you maintain to maintain the fleet? Do you keep a lot of spare parts on hand, or do you basically order it as needed for, you know, a repair or servicing for a vehicle?
It's Burl Lewis, the City of Our Heights Fleet Maintenance. What we normally keep on hand is our oil and oil filters. Specific parts are hard to keep on hand because you never know what's going to break down. So those are the type of items that we do try to keep.
Okay, so primarily just your common servicing items like your oil filters or
oil filters, oil, it would be some air filters, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing, yes.
So not a large stock then, basically. So basically,
no, sir.
And
no,
your
sir.
Local suppliers are pretty much able to provide anything on demand, pretty much, if you need something. So you can
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, I have Councilmember Blount. Excuse me, Councilmember Fontaine.
Okay, please proceed.
Mrs. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, please speak. So when you so you basically have a rotation. So X vehicle is due for maintenance. They bring it in. You do what they have, take care of it in 72 hours or less, and it goes back to the department. Is that how you do it, pretty much?
Yes, Burl Lewis, City of Grimes Fleet Maintenance. Yes, ma'am. We on the majority of our vehicles, we do a service on them every 3,000 miles. On some of the fire department's equipment, it goes a little bit longer. And some of the mowers, for example, the Gator, we may do a service on that every 50 hours. Some of the heavy construction equipment, the backhoes and loaders and that thing of that nature, we'll do a service every 100 hours and go from there.
Mr. Burrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do we have anybody else, Julie?
Not at this time.
Okay, Mark, please continue.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. So the third component is the budget impacts on equipment replacement. And Aisha and Mr. Mitchell have to help me with this. I think we budget right around $1 million for fixed assets each year, probably on average, some years a little more, some a little less. And that's for all seven departments. So you can't have somebody like me that wants to buy $1 million piece of equipment and everybody else goes without. So, you know, we have to be a little bit strategic about it. There's lease agreements we enter into. Sometimes you don't get all of your wishes. You have to wait till the next year. And it's worked well for us. Like I say, we have a good team. Burl and his folks, you know, they make house calls. We break down in the field. They come and take care of us. And they make sure the vehicle or equipment is taken down to the dealer, and they handle it all. So it's really good. I think we have the best fleet maintenance that you could ask for the money that we spend on it. I don't know that you could do it any better. So.
Mayor, I have Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I want to say, as an overview of looking up the last 3 years here, you've done an outstanding job with all the equipment that we have and keeping it up to date, especially you, Mr. Lewis. You're the right there where the rubber meets the road as far as keeping everything going. You're just basically reporting back to Mark there to make sure everything's good to go and we can meet the mission of running the city and keeping the services for the citizens. But do you want me to not stop? Do you want me to stop sending you those beautiful wish lists on they keep sending me for all these new vehicles there, Mark?
No, keep sending those. Those are good.
There's some nice ones out there, but thank you.
Mayor, I have Councilmember Fontaine, City Manager David Mitchell, as well as Councilmember Nash.
Councilmember Nash, proceed.
This is Councilmember Nash, place four. Mr. Hyde, good afternoon. Can you tell me how are our two brush trucks that we currently have, how they're utilized?
Well, Councilmember Nash, that's probably a question for the fire chief. He could answer that better than I could.
It's not. So it's not brush trucks like what we're referring to? Okay.
This is Dave Mitchell, City Manager. No, ma'am. It is actually trucks used to fight brush fires. So it's kind of a four-wheel drive, sits up high, and has a tank on the back and some spray nozzles for fighting like grass fires and fires down around the lake.
Thank you.
Big Councilmember Fontaine, please proceed.
So this is Jacqueline Fontaine, and I was wanted to commend you as well as Mayor Pro Tem, that you all do a great job maintaining our fleet. And we've had the opportunity to be here for 21 years, and I yet to see one of our vehicles broke down on the side of the road. So that's pretty cool. So thank you for all you do.
Mr. Mitchell.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And I just want to piggyback on what Councilmember said and what Mark stated earlier, that we do have a phenomenal team at the maintenance yard under Burrell's leadership. They do a great job for us, very professional, very knowledgeable. And Burrell's been with us a long time, learned under our good man and horse that was over there for a long time for us as well. And so anyway, we're extremely proud of them and what they do for us. And they really have enabled us to kind of limp along like we have, because they do really good work. And they have a good eye for when they think a piece of equipment's just at that point. And they don't mind speaking up when it gets to that point and letting the directors know, hey, this is one that I don't recommend we continue to repair. That we replace. So, and talking about welding, Burrell's a genius when it comes to those kind of things and figuring out how to put something on a truck. And also, and his welding is amazing to look at. He's an excellent welder. So, we're very proud of Burrell and his team. And I just wanted to tag on to what Council was saying as well.
Hey, Mr. Hyde, do you have anything additional for your presentation?
I do not, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay, Council, are there any other questions for Mr. Hyde or for Mr. Lewis?
No, sir, not at this time.
Okay, we'll consider that item completed. And again, really good discussion, a lot of good ideas going forward. Second item under new business is to receive and discuss a presentation on a change to the credit card draft process for utility bills. Finance Director.
Thank you, Mayor. Excuse me. This is Aisha Lealiea, Finance Director. Encode Tyler Technologies, also known as Tyler, is the software company that we use for the city's financial, utility, municipal court, and purchasing functions. In November 2020, the city was notified that Tyler would no longer support our credit and debit card drafts for utility billing payments within the software that we call the Vault. Payment card industry, or PCI, audit scopes have tightened the requirements for PCI compliance, and with that, Tyler is committed to being completely in compliance and limiting any possible exposure of private credit and debit card data to malicious hackers. The Vault currently offers credit and debit card drafts to our customers at no additional charge. However, staff does take that credit card and debit card information from the customer and does the data entry themselves. With this change in the software, customers will be able to utilize the municipal online website already available and sign up for auto pay. Customers who do sign up for auto pay will be drafted on the due date, just like their credit card drafts work now. The only difference is that a $2 convenience fee is going to be charged, and this is the same fee that's applied to anyone who does a online payment through the municipal online payments now. Tyler plans to convert the city of Harker Heights to this new system on Monday, April 26, 2021. Any customer who does not wish to remain on a credit or debit card draft can switch to bank draft, which will remain a free service as of this time. And they can do that prior to the conversion date to avoid any fees. Customers who want to remain on the credit or debit card draft can sign up on their own for auto pay, or they will be automatically converted to the new system on the conversion date. If they sign up for bank draft, we'll switch them over and they'll avoid that conversion. So we will begin sending out flyers in the utility bills this week, starting with billing March 19th, and that will continue through April 7th in order to reach all of our customers. Customers who are currently on a credit or debit card draft will also get an email, an email with that same flyer. Mr. Bark will be also providing all this same information on social media, so Facebook and our website. And any new and current customers who are coming in to either sign up for credit or debit card drafts or change their information, because as you know, sometimes you get a new card and either the date changes or your whole card information changes. So as they're coming in to either sign up or update information, we're also letting them know about this new change. So that concludes my presentation on this item. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor, I have Councilmember Nicholas.
Okay, Councilmember Nicholas, please proceed.
Thank you, Mayor. Question that I have, how long have we been charging the $2 convenience fee for?
Excuse me, sorry. The $2 convenience fee has only been for the municipal online web payments, and that has been since that has been instituted. And I want to say we've been doing web payments maybe since, it's been a while, but whenever we started web payments is when that $2 fee has started. We have not charged $2 fees for drafts ever. So this will be a new thing for our customers.
That was my second question.
Yes, ma'am.
I was reading that, you know, we weren't going to charge for that. And bank drafts, if you had it going through your own bank.
Right.
There would not be a charge for that.
If you continue with just a bank draft where you're using your checking or your savings account information, you will not be charged. It's only for credit or debit cards.
Okay, so people that come through your drive-through still.
Right, they will not be charged a fee.
Okay.
It's only if it's a draft.
Okay.
Where right. It's automatically coming out of your account and you're not having to come in and have us process a payment. It's just for automatic payments. So, and if you're setting it up yourself through your bank, they're actually not sending us a file to take the money out. They actually send us a check. So you still won't be charged unless your bank charges you to do that.
Okay. And how well does this Tyler Technologies, how well is that working for us?
We've been with Tyler Technologies since before I've gotten here.
Okay, a few days.
So just a little while.
Okay, so you're still happy with them?
Yes.
Basically, okay, thank you.
They're a major software provider for local governments, so it'd be difficult to switch.
Sounds like it.
Yes.
Okay, that's it, thanks.
Mayor, I have Councilmember Nash and Councilmember Fontaine.
Okay, Councilmember Nash, please proceed.
Councilmember Nash, place four. I'm thinking about the trash can social media marketing. So how soon will you start telling our residents that this is going to happen?
Mayor, this is Jerry Bark, Assistant City Manager. We'll start this process tomorrow morning based on council's direction.
Okay, thank you. And Councilmember Nash, do you have a follow-up on that?
I don't, just a thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine, please.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. My question to you is about how many people are still using the drive-through?
This is Aisha Leali, EAA Finance Director. In all honesty, Councilmember Fontaine, I could not tell you. It is still getting a good use through the drive-through. But I could not give you an exact usage. Just based off of the monthly report that you get, I would say not as many because our online has gone up and our kiosk and our IVR, but we do still get a lot of usage out of the drive-thru.
Good. Well, you know, I just want to make sure that we when we go into our campaign that we stress how important it is for them to either go to their bank draft so that they don't have to pay the $2. So that's gonna be really instrumental in our campaign.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that we indicate that if you don't wanna pay $2 extra, this is what you have to do.
Yes, ma'am.
That we recommend that you do because, you know, we can't have people having to do stuff. It'll be beneficial.
Yes, ma'am.
For them to be able to save $2 because it adds up. So we just want to make sure that we take care of that. And And technology, we're always trying to do things so that we could make it better for the customer. And so less drive-through would be better because it's man force and we could have a reduction there and then we could concentrate on other things. So that's something that we want to gear to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, I have Assistant City Manager Jerry Bark with a comment.
Okay, Mr. Bark, please proceed.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jerry Bark, Assistant City Manager. And Council, I just want to reiterate a comment that Aisha was stating, is that although there's a $2 convenience fee, the city does not take that. That is not part of our fees. I just want to make sure that we're aware.
Okay, Julie, anybody else?
Mayor, I have City Manager David Mitchell.
Okay, Mr. Mitchell, please proceed.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. My thought just completely slipped my mind. That's bad. This fee that we are charging, or that we're not charging, that Jerry brought up earlier, is really because of the issues you read in the media about hacking of credit cards. They're storing these cards, they're used for payments, and so now they have to have a lot more software in terms of keeping up with that, hence the reason you're starting to see those fees pop up. I suspect for all of us in different avenues that we use our credit cards in, we'll start to see more of that creeping into it as more and more businesses and governments begin to have to add additional software to protect your information. That's all I have, Mayor.
Good, thank you. Anyone else?
Not at this time.
Okay, and Finance Director, do you have anything else on this item?
No, sir.
Okay, good. Thank you for your presentation. And then we'll move on to item number three under new business. Receive and discuss a presentation on payment assistance for utility customers affected by the winter storm. Finance Director.
This is Aisha Leali, EAA Finance Director. Utility bills, including the water consumption incurred during Winter Storm 2021, are currently being sent out this month. Many customers who had pipes burst or let faucets drip to prevent frozen pipes may see bills that are higher than what they're used to. Excuse me. Zone 4 customers whose bills went out at the end of February were charged a 6-month average on that bill versus being read due to time constraints. They will also have Winter Storm 2021 usage reflected on the bill that they'll receive in March, plus or minus that average that they were charged at the end of February. All Harker Heights residents are going to be eligible for the following assistance. The first one is a residential sewer adjustment. Eligible residents cannot have exceeded the maximum 10,000 gallon cap over the last 6 months, and that cap is for their sewer usage. Which is based on their water consumption. There's no requirement to provide a plumber's invoice, which is something that we usually do require. We do usually require that they provide us that something showing that it was fixed, a plumber's invoice showing that it was fixed, but we will skip that requirement. As you may have seen on the news, a lot of people were getting free assistance in getting their pipes fixed and things like that. And adjustments for sewer adjustments can range from one penny to $15. It's just all about whether or not they reach that 10,000 gallon cap. Commercial sewer adjustments is the second one. Usually we do not do sewer adjustments for commercial properties, but the Public Works Director, Mr. Mark Hyde, has agreed to let them in on this. And so they're going to be eligible, but they must provide a plumber's invoice showing that it's been fixed. We are also, just like we did with the COVID-19, we are doing payment plans for anyone who has an extremely high bill. And we won't be, again, we won't be requiring a plumber's invoice to be eligible for a payment plan. And the last one is typically we charge a $10 fee for our water technicians to reread a meter. If someone requests that we reread their meter because they don't believe that that reading is correct, we won't be charging them. We'll be happy to reread it just because of the circumstances. We understand that people will probably not believe that it's possible that they use that much water. So we'll be not charging for that fee as well. So other options that the council might consider or approve and give guidance on at a future council meeting if the city receives CARES funding include a flat monetary credit based on some type of qualification that the council can decide on, or a credit based on a certain number of gallons per residence, whether that's based on a percentage of usage or a flat amount. Staff's not going to know the fiscal impact, of providing any credits to accounts until all of the zones have been read and posted. And our final zone, Zone 4, will be posted on March 25th, 2021. That concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you for your presentation.
Mayor, Mayor, I have Councilmember Nash.
Okay, Councilmember Nash, please proceed.
Councilmember Nash, place four. So I just want to make sure that I have this correct. So my pipes burst. So are you saying on this first one that if it's over 10,000 gallons, not to exceed 10,000 gallons, then over the last 6 months, and that's when you'll be able to get assistance for it? That's what it's saying, over that time period during the ice storm?
If you typically, this is Aisha Leali, EAA Finance Director. If you typically do not exceed 10,000 gallons, and this bill where your pipes burst exceeded 10,000, then you would not qualify because you're capped at 10,000, so there wouldn't be anything to reimburse you for. Does that make sense?
Okay. Got it now.
All right.
Thank you.
If not, we can look at your account and explain it better.
Good. It actually was lower
oh.
than what it normally is. So I was doing a little dance. And then I got the packet. I was like, nah, that's not going to last too long.
Okay, anyone else?
Not at this time, sir.
Okay, Finance Director, do you have anything else to add? On this item?
No, Mayor, thank you.
This is the mayor. Get one question either for the city manager or for the assistant city manager. Do we have any kind of indicator on the CARES funding that may be coming to us?
Mayor, we do not. I know Aisha last check in with her. I think Jerry and I talked about it as well. It's like four steps or something we had to go through. We're on step three or something along. So I know Aisha's had some conversations. Was it with TDEM that you're having those conversations, Aisha? So with TDEM, we're having the conversations about that funding, Mayor, but we do not know when or what the amounts will be in terms of that. We certainly can bring that back. We'll need to bring that back to you just as soon as we're aware of the total dollar amount and when we know it'll be in our accounts.
Okay, thank you. And just as a follow-up on that, this is Mayor Smith. Be interested in the impact of the this winter storm event we had on the city from our budget standpoint as far as water and related activities on the impact of that on the city once we're able to capture at least some initial numbers.
Okay, Mayor, we'll try to bring that back as well. As we know that, again, we get our final readings later on this month. And then we can also probably, I know we did have a few of our, not water mains, but some of the things attached to our water mains, such as air breather valves and things that had some freezing issues. So I'm sure we probably lost some water that will be unaccounted for even in those. So we'll look at what our total water loss was as well during that time to get that number to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anybody have anything else, questions saved from any of the items that were on the agenda today?
No, sir, not at this time.
Okay, that being said, the time is 3:45 and we are adjourned.
This conference is no longer